أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. أمين أمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا البركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول، واجعلنا من المباركين إن شاء الله يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرنا على أنفسنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، وانصرنا على من بغى علينا، وانصرنا على شياطيننا. أمين أمين يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، My dear brother in Islam and sister in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is session number 6, Journey of Victory verse of Journey of Defeat Within. And today is November 27. Today is Eid al-Adha, Friday, the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, 1431. And today a lot of Muslims celebrate the Eid. And I have a question for you. It might look funny or silly, but it has a deep meaning. And this is one of my message. Imagine somebody came to you and give you a joke, and you keep laughing. But the person who gives you the joke, he gives it to you with a language you do not understand, or you do not hear it correctly, or you do not know what it means. What it means? It meaning you're silly, you're empty, you're laughing for nothing. You cannot feel it. You're fake. Similar, my brother and sister in Islam, today, we worship Allah, we celebrate the Eid, and we do not know what the meaning of Eid, what the meaning of Eid al-Adha, what the meaning of the celebration of this day. The celebration of this day, for every Muslim obey Allah, for every Muslim try to get closer to Allah, for every Muslim or Muslima try to sacrifice whatever they have for Sabilillah. The more you sacrifice, the more you are victorious, the more you return your good deed to the hereafter, you will find it, the more you are in a journey also of happiness and joy. And this is what the whole Eid all about. And this is why Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu, when his wife and his two daughters came to him, or a few daughter, because he has 15 kids, they asked for a brand new clothing. He said the famous sentence. He said, لَيْسَ الْعِيدَ لِمَنْ لَبِسَ الْجَدِيدَ وَلَكِنَ الْعِيدَ لِمَنْ خَافَ يَوْمَ الْوَعِيدَ. Eid is not for those who wear new clothing, but the Eid, the real Eid, the one who meet Allah in the Day of Judgment and will be victorious and go to paradise, to Jannah, inshaAllah. This also, I want to share it with you. The journey of comprehending verse of journey of denial. Some people, when they make mistakes, they try to deny it. And what happened? They keep continue. But the honest person, when he make mistake, he humble himself, he try to recognize the mistake and try to correct it. This is victory. By this way, one of the ultimate victory, to recognize your own mistakes and your own bad habits, to comprehend it, understand it, hate it, make a U-turn and correct it. This also a journey of power and strength versus of journey of weakness and emptiness and illusion. One sister, she asked me, what is the difference between dignity for Allah and dignity with Allah? Dignity with Allah, disobedience. When you are in a state of obedience, this dignity with Allah. Every time you get closer to Allah and your iman increase, your good deed increase, your faith increase, this dignity and elevation, because you're getting closer to the owner of dignity. By this way, this journey of dignity with Allah. What about journey of victory and dignity for Allah? This is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses you. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this quality to the best creation in earth, messenger and prophets. He gives them two dignity. One dignity to choosing them and gives them the message. And make them believe it, comprehend it, obey him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and follow the message. And another dignity and elevation is he make them work for him. And this is the highest. To be working for Allah, working for the elevation of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, today, I'm going to go try to explain to you what meaning victory in Islam, called Nasr. Nasr in Arabic, according situation. It meaning support, to be with you, to help you, to give you what you want, to take care about your affair, to make you in the upper hand. By this way, all this victory, and I would show you, is the word victory in Quran has been repeated in almost 110 times, according to different terminology. And even the people who disbelieve, they will ask for victory in the Day of Judgment, and they ask for victory in Jahannam, in Hellfire, but they will not get victory. Victory for them at this time is to get out of Hellfire, but they cannot make it. I'm going to give you a snapshot of some of these verses, because I cannot give you everything, because my main message with you today is to help you to understand from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perspective and point of view and his message, what meaning victory? And by the way, I have to share with you today, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he have a chapter in Quran called Chapter al-Nasr, the chapter of victory. And when you read it, you get amazed. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, if you see the victory of Allah and opening, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا, and you find people embracing Islam in abundance, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا, praise your Lord and thank him, he is the most merciful, the owner of repent. Now, when you look at this, this has a meaning and has a lot of things, but let's take the only element we need today together. This verse has been revealed in the end of time, before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam died, before Allah took him away. By this way, the victory for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to convey the message, Allah accept his work and spread it for him. This was a victory. Let's examine some of the verses to understand. And you have to know, again, no victory outside unless you gain victory inside. And again, I want to remind you, victory, it means a lot, and we're going to see it now. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ Surah Al Imran, chapter 3, verse 123. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you victory in the battle of Badr, and you are very few and very weak. He give it to you. لَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوَاطِنْ كَثِيرًا وَيَوْمُ حُنَيْنٍ Verse number 9, At-Tawbah. No, I'm sorry. Chapter number 9, At-Tawbah, verse 25. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He give you victory after, you know, like hardship in Hunayn, when you think your amount and your ammunition will help you. Allah give you a lesson. Is not the amount of people, is not your ammunition, is the victory from Allah. Those Surah Al-A'raf, Surah Al-Anfal, chapter 8, verse 74. وَالَّذِينَ آوُوا وَنَصَرُوا أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا Those who believe and support and give victory to the other mu'mineen, those are the true believer. And another Chapter Al-A'raf, chapter number 7, verse number 157. And those who believe, وعزروا ونصروا واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه, أولئك هم المفلحون. Those who believe and support and give victory and follow the light of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the one revealed with him, those who are the successful one. By this way again, the victorious one, the one who hold the truth. The victorious one, the one he will keep the covenant. The victorious one, the one who gained success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chapter 47, verse number 7. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم. Oh, you believe, if you give victory to Allah, Allah give victory to you, and He give you the steadfast. By this way again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He want to show us, is you give me victory, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I give you victory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in Surah Ghafir, chapter 40, verse 51, إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا We will give victory to the people and our messenger and people who carry the message in this dunya and akhirah. Surah Ar-Rum, chapter Rum, Chapter 30, verse number 5. Yansurullah Binasrullah Yansur man yasha' wa huwa al-'azizul rahim. In Surah Ar-Rum, this chapter is so beautiful because in the beginning of Surah Ar-Rum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He emphasized something very beautiful. In the day He will give you victory. This day He give you victory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give victory to whom He want. And He is Al-Aziz Al-Rahim. Al-Aziz, the owner of dignity. Al-Rahim, the merciful. And Surah Al-Fath, chapter 48, verse number 3, وَيَنْصُرُكَ اللَّهُ نَصْرًا عَزِيزًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He will give you a great victory. Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 160, إن ينصركم الله فلا غالب لكم. If Allah give you victory, nobody can give you defeat. وإن يخذلكم فمن ذا الذي ينصركم من بعده. And if Allah defeat you and disgrace you, who can give you victory after Allah? Allah challenging us. Al-Hajj, chapter Hajj, which is 22, verse 40. وَلِيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهَ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He give victory to whom? Who are with Allah and give victory to Allah. Allah, He's all powerful. He's the owner of dignity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ghafir, chapter 40, verse 29, the people will said, فَمَنْ يَنْصُرُنَا مِنْ بَأْسِ اللَّهِ إِنْ جَاءَنَا. Who give us victory from the calamity Allah can send us? By this way, in here, victory you will find has too many meaning. For example, if you have a calamity, who can alleviate the calamity? Is alleviating the calamity is not victory? Is to find the right husband or wife is not victory? Is to Allah to care about your need is not victory? To Allah guide you and help you and support your guidance is not victory? Surah Al-Hadid, chapter 57, verse 25. وَلْيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ بِالْغَيْبِ. Allah, He know who will give victory to Allah, and He knows the unseen. What it mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He know what you want. How much you want to elevate the name of Allah in your heart. How much you believe in Him. How much you rely on Him. How much you trust Him. Al-Baqarah, chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 2. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. The victory of Allah is so near. We talked about it in chapter before. If you are a believer and you believe in Allah, you know Allah will take care about you. You know Allah will elevate you. You know Allah will support you. You know Allah will save you and guard you. You believe it without no doubt. This is victory. And not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to know this also is near, is very close. And the hypocrite and the person who has a very weak iman, he doubting the victory of Allah. He doubting Allah will support him. Al Imran, chapter Al Imran, which chapter 3, verse 126. وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. And only victory, only from Allah, the owner of dignity, the most wise. You will find out always word victory, it end up with the name of Allah, Al-Aziz, the owner of dignity, Al-Hakim, Al-Rahim, Al-Qawi, the strong, the owner of strength, the most wise, the mercy, the merciful. Surah Ar-Rum, chapter 30, verse 47. وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah emphasized in a past tense with a complete oath on Him to give victory to the believer. If I read all these verses, what is the message? Think with me. وأخرى تحبونها نصر من الله وفتح قريب. Chapter الصف, chapter 61, verse 13. And something else you love, victory from Allah and a great opening. Apply this to your wife, to your kids, to your job, to your money, to your status, to the sickness, to social life, to situation here and there. If we or you cannot have this victory within, this dignity within, this belief within, you already defeated. And if you already defeated inside, Allah will never support you outside, meaning no victory outside. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many verses, He's challenging us, who can give you victory? Even if you are in the sea, if you are ready to drown, who can give you victory and support you and save you to the shore? Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 34. Those who spread the message and be patient, even when they are in a state when everyone around them denying them and not listening to them. And those who have calamity and hardship, but they are patient. Patient until the victory will come. By this way, we will find journey of victory, it need faith, and this faith need a lot of patience. The more you have faith, the more you have patience. The more you trust, the more you have patience. The more you rely on Allah, you have patience. And you cannot have patience if you do not have iman, faith. You cannot have patience when your faith is weak, because you hurry, you want the result quick. Because you are worried, you're afraid. You worry, you're afraid, you're defeated. You're happy and you're content, you are victorious. And chapter Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 110. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes to win the people of the message. They reach the peak down. They have no means of surviving. All the odds against them. And they believe everything will swallow them. And they will be finished and vanished. When this point reached, and they believe there's no way out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will send you victory. We have the situation with Musa alayhi salam, when the pharaohs and the king of pharaohs, Pharaoh, running after him, what happened? When they reached the peak, when they finished, Pharaoh was destroyed them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the sea and gave them victory. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promised, even if it reach the level of zero, meaning you will feel you finished, like you get a message, the doctor tell you sick and no cure. You feel you finished. You will die in 2-3 months. You feel you finished. By this way, any news or a situation, it make you feel so despair and desperate. This actually a trial from Allah to you, to check your iman, to check your faith. If you hold tight and believe in the sunnah of Allah, and you believe Allah will open for you, Allah promise, He will open for you even after some time. The problem in here, we won't have a time frame. Allah did not give us a time frame. He promised, that's it. When, how, where, this is not our business. He never shared with us to check our faith. In other hand, like I tell you before, those who are going to Jahannam, walayzu billah, hellfire, Allah said He will give them severe torture in this life and akhirah. وَمَا لَهُم مِّن نَاصِرِينَ. This is Ali Imran, chapter 3, verse 56. And same chapter, verse 91. Same chapter, 150. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in here, meaning the victory in here to support you, to save you, to guard you. That's why I want you to understand the word victory. It has a broad meaning, a lot of meaning, according to the condition and need of the time being. Okay, you are a sinner. You commit all the sins. You need victory. What is victory for you? To Allah, open the door of guidance. To Allah, give you forgiveness. To Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, give you tawbah. Repent. Now, how you gain that? Journey of victory again. How? To believe. Believe in Allah, not shaitan, not your temptation, not your sins, not your weakness. This is victory. I can be so weak, I can be a sinner, but I have to believe in the mercy of Allah. I have to believe Allah can help me out and cleanse my sins, cleanse my bad habit, and elevate me and give me strength. By this way, victory is, I have no money, I have no job. Allah can open something for me. I have no health. Allah can give me strength and can open a cure for me. By this way, victory, it has many, many meaning. Which is the core meaning of victory is believe in Allah. To have faith, to trust, to rely. This is victory. And this is why you will find also when you are in a state of weakness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you will not find anybody to support you and give you victory except me. And in Surah An-Nahl, the bees, number 16, chapter 16, verse 37. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي مَنْ يُضَلْ وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ. Allah will not guide those who are astray. And they find out nobody can give them victory. Meaning what? Nobody can guide them. Nobody can support them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized this over and over again. And Surah As-Saff and Surah Al-Imran, Al-Imran chapter 3, Saf 61, again, قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ نَحْنُ أَنصَارُ اللَّهِ. The disciples of Jesus alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, said, we, Ansarullah, we are the victorious of Allah. We are the supporter of the message of Allah. We are the believer. Those people, Allah will give them victory. I just want to share with you the meaning of victory. And Ali Imran, رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ مَنْ تُدْخِلِ النَّارَ فَقَدْ أَخْزَيْتَ وَمَا الظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. O Allah, this verse, chapter Ali Imran, chapter 3, verse 52, verse 192. Those who enter Jahannam, وَلَعِيزُ بِاللَّهِ, may Allah allow not us to enter this, please. Those who enter Jahannam, وَلَعِيزُ بِاللَّهِ, They are the ultimate disgrace and defeat, and no victorious to them. Nobody can give them victory. Nobody can support them. Nobody can get them out. You see, by this way, victory in here, how to get out. And victory is for the believer, Jannah, to enter paradise, to forgive your sins. By this way, I was just want to share with you some of the main essence of word Nasr, victory. By this way, if you want me to summarize it, what is the ultimate victory? To believe in Allah. Is anything more than that? The infinite or the ultimate victory? To believe and be inviter to Allah. To believe and carry the message of Allah in your character, in your manner, in your belief, in your heart, in your devotion, in your love, in your fear, in your spending, in everything. This is the ultimate. Now, how much you have victory, how much you have defeat. See how much love for Allah, how much fear from anybody except Allah. Like I was reading today, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, when one time a group of people stuck and a lion show up and was ready to attack them. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he came down from the horse, he goes straight to the lion, he put hold him from his ear, and he command him to leave. The lion make a sound and turned back and left. When the companion looked at him, he said, if you fear Allah, Allah promised to make everything fear you. And when your fear of Allah is low, Allah make you fear everything. Today, we fear economy, we fear our husband and wife, we fear the kids, we fear status, we fear sickness, we fear the flu, we fear money, we fear this. Why? Lack of faith. Defeat. And now, we fear from the mosquito. We fear from the fly. By this way, look at the opposite. I will talk to you about it, inshallah, very soon. By this way, when you have the victory within, when you have the faith intact, really strong, now Allah supports you, Allah open for you. And now, I want summarize some of this. If you belong to Allah, and you really, really belong to Allah, look what Allah can do. When I look to this journey from the companion now, I took you now to the verses of Quran. Now the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they believe, they support, they spend, they give everything, they immigrate, and what they did? They was willing to do anything for the message of Allah. Now look what happened to them when they reached this level. I'm going to scan it for you, and you can go study it by yourself in different books. I can give you the names. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them? He helped them and support them with angels in different situations. We know the famous one in the Battle of Badr. Okay? And the Battle of Uhud. And Battle of Hunayn. And the Battle of Khandaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supporting them by angel to kill their enemy. Even we know the companion who was traveling and a thief show up and he said, I will steal everything, I will kill you. He said, give me a few minutes just to make two rak'ah. He pray and he beg Allah. Before he finish Salah, he find someone he doesn't know and cut the head of the thief and left. He said, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm an angel from the fourth sky. When you make the dua, the whole sky was shaking. And many angels went to Allah, beg him to come to help you. And I was the first one to be accepted." Imagine these people get angels to supporting them. And even some angel supporting them when they get lost. Some of the companions saw angels. When they recite Quran, angel come. They talk to angels. Angel talk in their behalf. Angel came in their own janazah. We have Handala, a shaheed, the one the angel washing his body. We have Sa'd ibn Mu'az radiallahu anhu, the one the angel came, 70,000 angel, with Jibreel alayhi salam to join his barrier and walk in his janazah, in his last place in earth. Allah shake the heart of the enemy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support him by allowing the dust or the sand to be powerful, destroy a whole battle or a whole group of enemy. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said it to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the meaning of is not what you throw, but Allah throw it for you. وَمَا رَمَيْتِ إِذْ رَمَيْتُ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supporting them. He makes the enemy in their eyes small, and he makes the enemy see them very big. He makes the other blind until they escape. He gives them accepted dua. And when they ask, Allah give them. We have the example of Ayn Qatada, one of the companions. He was saving the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the battle of Uhud. And one of the arrows came and took one of his eyes out completely. And he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his eyes, in his eye in his hand. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made dua and he put it to him and he said, "Oh Allah, make it the best." He used to see with it until the age of 90. And he used to sew his own clothing and he thread the needle. You see, with the same eyes, the one fall down completely. When they call Allah, it shakes the heart of the enemy. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu is standing in the minbar, and Allah allow him to see a vision of one of his groups in the path of Allah, and they stuck in the battlefield, and he give command to the commander of the army, "Ya Sariya al-Jabal al-Jabal." "O Sariya, go toward the Jabal, the mountain." And he showed him his way. Umar in Medina and his people in Persia. Look how much Allah give them. I'm just scanning. I want to show you how much Allah support them in every field possible. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to let them hear each other with an advice from different country completely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed jinn to work for them. Allows the jinn to give them da'wah. Allows the jinn to support him in leading their way in the desert when they're stuck. All this story after story, you can read it, is located in a book called Hayat al-Sahaba, The Life of the Companion by Imam Yusuf al-Kandalhui. And you can find in Sahih al-Bukhari, you can find many books about the power and karamat, the extra power from Allah He give it to the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the pious people. Taskhir al-jinn wa shayateen. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow jinn and shayateen, some of the devil, even to work for them and listen to them. They listen to gamadat, like the tree, it missed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and cry. They hear it. They used to hear the tasbih, subhanallah, 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 alhamdulillah, from the finger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the water. They used to walk and Allah allowed them to talk to the dead people in the grave. One woman we know from the Muhajireen, her son died and they're ready to bury him. She said, please give me a moment. And she go to Allah and she said, Allah, I believe in you and I disbelieve in the statue. Please, I need my son. Don't let them believe that the statue take my son. Oh Allah, give me my son back. Her son get up. And her son later on, he buried his mom and he even died after Rasulullah son died. This was the beginning of Medina time. All the story is authentic story, you can read it. They're dead. You can feel and you can hear many story about people go to the same grave to move it because rain or something and find the same body still fresh, bleeding after 40 years and 50 years and many, many another year. One man, even in the desert, he took some wolf, take a sheep from him. He ran after the wolf, tried to take the sheep. The sheep talked to him in Arabic. The wolf talked to him in Arabic. And he said, why are you taking the sheep from me? Allah give it to me as a provision. He said, a wolf speak in Arabic? He said, I can tell you something more than that. A man came, he is your messenger. Came from Allah the Creator to give you the message and you do not believe in Him? Which one is more surprise? Imagine a wolf giving da'wah to a man in the desert. When in Medina they have a big fire, one man came and commanding the fire to go down. His name is Tamim al-Dairi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the finger of some of the companion to lead. By this way, he used it as a candle to go back home. And happened also Al-Hasan al-Husayn, the son, the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a lot of that. A lot of them, when they ask Allah for rain, they give them rain. They walk in the water. They give them the blessing of the food. They give them the blessing of the water. And what is the blessing? Blessing is untouchable. We know all kind of story. When the food is supposed to be for two, only two and 400 eat it. You have a cup of water, only cup or cup of milk, and 400 people drink it completely. And all of them get full from one cup. Today, our mind cannot comprehend it. By this way, the blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in provision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them provision in a way they never expected. And we have all kind of story about that. We have some of them in jail, and people deny him food. And people open the jail, they find out a grape, bunch of grape he is eating. Allah give it to him. The story of Abi Imam al-Bahili, the one who has no money at all. And he gave all his money for Sabilillah, Zalat 3 dirham. And after that, his wife tell him, no, we have nothing at home. He said, okay, let me go to the masjid, make 2 rak'ah and come back. And when he go to the masjid and come back, his wife find out in his bed 300 dinar, golden dinar. She said, I'm going to cover it and check him out. He go to his bed to go to sleep. When he come back, he finds the money. He was not surprised. He said, Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. His wife think, he lied to me. He have it and he lied to me. He said, no. But I believe in Allah, and I believe in what I did. I ask Allah, and I trust Him. He give me. The blessing of spending. The cure by Quran, the cure by dua. Khalid ibn al-Walid radiallahu anhu, he drinks a poison, a whole bottle of poison, with the intention to protect the whole army. Not a dot, a whole bottle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them not affected by hot and cold of the weather. A woman in the middle of the desert get thirsty. She make dua to Allah. She get, her name is Anira. She get a bucket of water coming from the sky. She said, I swear by Allah, after what I drink, I never feel thirsty anymore. Some of them get old, and they make dua, and they become young, have strength until they die. The story is on and on and on. They saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream, and they talked to him. They used to see each other in a dream, and they have many stories about that. By this way, it was a journey of iman, a journey of belief, a journey of trust, to the point Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to care about all the affair for them. I'm just scanning for you. It's too many stories, So beautiful stories. If even some of the story, if I tell you, you would say, no way. May Allah forgive us. Because today, our belief in our eyes is so high. And our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very low. These people, what they believe in their eyes, they said is a lie. And the belief of Allah and the promise of Allah is true. My dear brother and sister in Islam, how many times we try to trust in Allah? How many times we really worship Allah for Allah, not to gain something? How many times we try to show Allah we're real? By this way, this life, up and down, give and take, hardship and ease, is all trial. I was telling to share with our Muslim and brother and sister in Islam who's supposed to have money. You're so poor. Because if you know what will happen to you, imagine. Read Surah Al-Ma'un, the small chapter, a lot of people read it. But read it with your heart. It's really scary. It's really scary. It's scary for those who save money. And there's many another verse in Quran like that. But a lot of us today read Quran, but we do not comprehend it. By this way, my brother and sister in Islam, you believe in Allah, you're on a journey of victory. You read Quran with your heart and your heart change, victory. You are able to come over your genetic and hold tight is victory. I know one brother, I love him for Allah. I make dua for him. He's like a yu-yu. May Allah forgive me, I love him, but he's like a yu-yu. He make decision, he change decision. He make decision, he make... He cannot stay fast. Why? Genetic is so very strong. And his iman is very weak. Why his iman is weak? He cannot spend enough. He cannot. Not only him. Him and his whole family. And you have plenty of people like that. If you go to Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said to the rich people, people of money, the angel of Jahannam asked him, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ? Why you are in the bottom of hellfire? كُنَّا لَا نُطْعَمِ الْمِسْكِينَ وَلَا نَحُضَّ عَلَى طَعَامِ الْمَسْكِينَ وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِدِينَ. Used to not spending enough. And they used to accumulate. Read. Read Quran with your heart. You will be scared. But these people, may Allah forgive me. They can read Quran. They can recite Quran. They can listen to Quran day and night. But the heart is not there. It's veiled. It's defeat. Big defeat. To be blind is defeat. To be blind from the message is defeat. To your hand be stingy is defeat. To be for Allah is victory. To be generous is victory. To able to see is victory. To have good manner is victory. To have bad manner is defeat. By this way, how we can develop the steadfast istiqama of journey of victory. Dishonest to Allah at this time in my life, it need tawfiq from Allah. And it need a lot of struggle. It need honest desire and intention. It need an honest will, honest intention, really honest and sincere. Because every time I see somebody like a yo-yo, something wrong in the heart. I can be a sinner, I can be weak, I can be this, I can be that. Who's stopping me of making dua? Who's stopping me if you're saying, Allah, Allah, give me the quality? Believe me, if you know Allah, Allah is so Rahim. Allah is so Kareem. He's Akramul Akrameen, the most generous, the most merciful, the most kind, the compassionate, the forgiver, the owner of repentance. His generosity and kindness and compassion and mercy is beyond your imagination. But how much we want. How much we really willing to go and reach this level of desiring the quality. Is the quality doesn't mean something to you? But let me give you bad news. People who love money or love something, they cannot see what I'm talking about. They cannot comprehend. This is what happened to Shu'aib alayhi salam. When his people tell him, O Shu'aib, لا نفقه كثيرا مما تقول. We do not comprehend the majority of what you say. Your word is too tough, too heavy. It's not the word is too tough or so heavy. Allah opened the heart of whom He wants to His message. By this way, to hear, to comprehend, to mellow, to be soft, to be kind, to able to see, to able to have wisdom, to able to have basira, is all this called victory, guidance, mercy from Allah. When you humble yourself, when you're scared to go to meet Allah in this condition, please read the story of messenger prophets carefully, with meaning, and find out what the message is. Read the story of the companion and see what they did and how much they do. Read the amount of miracle and karamat, which is very high, powerful gift from Allah to them. Like I said to you before, they walk over the water many times. A whole army walk in the water with dua. Abu al-Ala al-Hadrami radiallahu anhu, he just make dua, the cloud came. To the point he said, Oh Allah, make this cloud for us. And when they finish, it's gone. These people, their belief, the yaqeen, the real faith in Allah is so strong. They do not make dua with doubt. They do not need a booklet of dua all the time. The dua in their heart, the name of their heart, the name of Allah in their heart. They believe in the name of Allah. They believe in the quality of Allah. They believe in the power of Allah. They believe in the trust in Allah. They believe in the promise of Allah. They believe in the sunnah of Allah. But they have only one thing. They have to worry about their own relationship with Allah. You develop the relationship, you will see what will happen to you. But this journey is individual. Don't try to go as a group. Don't try to go as a husband and wife. No. If Allah opened for you, it's open for you. If Allah opened for the wife or husband, it's up to Allah. Don't wait. This journey is so expensive. Is your happiness in this life and hereafter? Is the success of this life and hereafter? Is the dignity of this life and hereafter? Is the security of this life and hereafter? Is the insurance of this life and hereafter? Is your light in this life and hereafter? Is the easy life of this life and hereafter? Is the elevation of this life and hereafter? What else do you want? Now it's up to you. It's up to you. Today we can, tomorrow we cannot. Today we have a chance, tomorrow we cannot. Like one sheikh when I was young, he used to say, we try everything. It's not about time to try Allah. It's not about time to try Allah. It's not about time to trust in Allah. It's not about time to respect who's Allah and the power of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite our heart to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open for us to realize who's Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the dignity and victory within. This is all I care about, within. Because I know what will happen outside. I believe in Allah. I believe in the promise of Allah. You have victory within. He take care about you outside. He promise. But if we lose the victory, if we lose the journey within, we lost outside. My dear brother and sister in Islam, please, whatever what you have finance problem, family problem, individual problem, crisis family, whatever it is, job problem, any problem, don't lose your time. Don't blame nobody. Don't blame the place. Don't blame the time. Don't blame the country. Don't blame nobody. Blame yourself. And go to journey within. Journey of victory. Journey of iman. Journey of dignity. Journey to really believe and trust and rely on Allah. Journey when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support you. Internal, external. Can you find somebody better than Allah to support you? If you find somebody better, go ahead. But you cannot. Because you need him in this life. You need him in the moment of death. You need him in the grave. You need him in the day of judgment. And he's the only one can support you. My dear brother and sister in Islam, today you have a chance, tomorrow you don't. Don't wait. Time is so short. Life is not really worth it. If you understand the journey of life after death, the journey of the soul after this, you will find out the journey of life is insignificant. Insignificant is not worth it. You gain victory of this life. Allah give you the victory after death. The real victory. The mercy. The pleasure for infinity. Not for a small period of time. Tax free. Economy. Don't worry about it. Because the treasure of Allah will never close. His promises to pleasing you for infinity, to take care about you for infinity, to give you the happiness and tranquility for infinity, to give you the Ridwan, his own Ridwan, to be pleased with you for infinity. What else you want? Don't waste your time. Every step, every moment, every word you say or you do toward your own Creator, you are a winner. You are victorious. Every moment and money you spend to gain guidance and get closer to the Creator, the Almighty, the only one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are victorious. Anything you spend for Sabilillah, anytime you spend time or effort or money for Sabilillah, you will find it after you die. Any money you save or you stingy with it, you will wish you never accumulate it. You will never accumulate it because you will see it will not benefit you in this life. It will not go with you in the grave. You will be punished with it in the grave. You will be punished with it in the hereafter. And you will say exactly like what Allah said in Quran. He said, oh Allah, allow me to go back. I will do good deed. I will spend. Only when you die, you will say that. Please, if you have any money, try to do good deed. Any good deed, it purifies your soul. It cleanses your soul. It makes you more humble. Love goodness is so beautiful. To be good. To spread mercy to mankind. To spread the message the maximum you can. To develop the quality within. To decorate yourself from inside, outside. To be accepted by Allah. This victory. This is the ultimate victory Allah give it to Messenger and Prophet. The one He choosing them and He decorate them with the quality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us to be for Him, by Him, toward Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor us with the quality He love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate us with His name in this life and hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the dignity of this life and hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the happiness of this life and hereafter. May Allah give us the insurance of this life and hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take care about our affair in this life and hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us. May Allah accept us. May Allah accept us. Ya Rabbal Alameen, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'een. Ya Rabbal Alameen, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'een. Ya Rabbal Alameen, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'een. باسمك الأعظم ورضوانك الأكبر وسلطانك القديم وعرشك العظيم الكريم وبيتك العتيق وبأسمائك الحسنى التي نعلمها ولا نعلمها وباسمك الأعظم الأحب إليك الذي إذا دعيت به استجبت. اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم ضع البركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول. واللهم يا ربي احفظنا بما حفظت به الذكر، وانصرنا بما نصرت به الرسل، وأيدنا بنصرك الذي لا يهزم أبدا. اللهم يا الله، يا واحد يا أحد، يا فرد يا صمد، يا واجد يا موجود، يا قادر يا قدير يا مقتدر، يا حي يا قيوم، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. يا الله يا الله يا الله يا كريم يا أكرم الأكرمين، تقبلنا يا ربي، تقبلنا يا ربي، وضع البركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول، واجعلنا من الصالحين، واجعلنا من الصادقين، واجعلنا من المخلصين، واجعلنا من المخلصين، واجعلنا من أوليائك الصالحين ومن جندك المنصورين. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أعزنا بالإسلام، وأعز الإسلام بنا، وأعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وعلي بحقك كلمة الحق والدين، برحمتك وفضلك وجودك وكرمك وإحسانك يا رب العالمين. يا بر يا رحيم، يا حنان يا منان، يا أكرم الأكرمين، صلينا على الحبيب المصطفى، وحمدناك يا ربي، وشكرناك يا ربي، فلك الحمد حتى ترضى، ولك الحمد إذا رضيت، ولك الحمد يا الله كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم يا ربي يا حميد يا شكور، يا قريب يا مجيب، يا سميع يا بصير، يا فتاح يا قادر يا قدير يا مقتدر، افتح علينا أبواب رحمتك وعفوك وجودك وكرمك وإحسانك يا رب العالمين، وعاملنا بما أنت أهله ولا تعاملنا بما نحن أهله، فأنت أهل الجود والكرم والإحسان. وانصرنا على أنفسنا، وانصرنا على شياطيننا، وانصرنا على من بغى علينا، وانصرنا على من كادنا بسوء، وافتح علينا فتحا مبينا يا رب العالمين. وانصرنا وانصر أمة الحبيب المصطفى، وأعزنا وأعز أمة الحبيب المصطفى، واختم لنا بختمة الشهادة أجمعين، بخاتمة لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، حقا وصدقا ويقينا ودعوة وتبليغا، وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا بفضلك وجودك وكرمك وإحسانك يا رب العالمين. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.